Blackstone Audio presents
Inquiry by Dick Francis. Part 1, February. Chapter 1. Yesterday I lost my license. To a professional jockey, losing his license and being warned off Newmarket Heath is like being chucked off the medical register, only more so. Barred from race riding, barred from race courses, barred moreover from racing stables, which poses me quite a problem as I live in one. No livelihood, and maybe no home. Last night was a right so-and-so, and I prefer to forget those grisly, sleepless hours. Shock and bewilderment, the feeling that it couldn't have happened. It was all a mistake. This lasted until after midnight. And at least the disbelieving stage had some built-in comfort. The full thudding realization which followed had none at all. My life was lying around like the untidy bits of a smashed teacup, and I was altogether out of glue and rivets. This morning I got up and percolated some coffee and looked out the window at the lads bustling around in the yard and mounting and cloppeting away up the road to the downs, and I got my first real taste of being an outcast. Fred didn't bellow up at my window as he usually did. "Gonna stay there all day, then?" This time I was. None of the lads looked up. They more or less kept their eyes studiously right down. They were quiet, too, dead quiet. I watched Bouncing Bernie heave his 10 stone 7 onto the gelding I'd been riding lately, and there was something apologetic about the way he lowered his fat bum into the saddle. And he, too, kept his eyes down. Tomorrow, I guess, they'd be themselves again. Tomorrow they'd be curious and ask questions. I understood that they weren't despising me. They were sympathetic. Probably too sympathetic for their own comfort. And embarrassed.